Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries. Enjoying the free fall during leaps of faith. A replay. Although I think jumping out of airplanes for fun is crazy, I think it accurately describes what a leap of faith feels like. We feel desperate, out of control, squealing cries of fear because we are totally helpless, in need of a rescuer. God allows hopeless situations into our lives because He wants us desperate for Him. He wants us to know we cannot do life on our own without Him. He's been teaching me that my sense of inadequacy is a good thing because it keeps me dependent upon Him. That's what He wants. He has also taught me that I can be in desperate situations without consuming fear. Yes, I still have times of feeling very much afraid, but if I choose to completely depend upon God, that is trust, I need not remain that way. In fact, He's teaching me how to actually relax and enjoy those times of free fall. These last few years, the Lord has compelled me to take numerous leaps of faith, especially in regards to this ministry. More and more, I have seen Him come through, and my trust in God has soared. Fast forward to the present. I did it! I've jumped out into the wild blue yonder without a parachute, and willingly this time. Note, God never really pushed me out before. It only felt that way. God has finally answered my desperate cries for help with He's So Worth It Ministries. There have been many times when I doubted my calling in this endeavor because the Lord had not provided that help. Now He has, but only after I took that leap of faith. I am not at liberty to share the details of what that step entailed. Suffice it to say, it was humongous for me and one that is ongoing. All I know is that this time I am determined to enjoy the free fall more than ever. I am excited to see what God is going to do through this ministry, through little old me. I have finally come to the place where I am convinced that what I have to say is of utmost importance to others. It's the message God has placed in my heart. I am compelled to proclaim it. I feel like the prophet Jeremiah who said, "And I can't quit, for if I say I'll never again mention the Lord, never more speak in His name, then His word in my heart is like fire that burns in my bones, and I can't hold it in any longer." Jeremiah 20, verse 9. I am finally certain that this is God's will for me. So the next times, I feel scared, doubtful, discouraged, and desiring to give up, I will remember Jeremiah's words and focus instead on the eternal impact God wants to make through this ministry for His glory. That thought brings me great joy. For those who like to skydive, a leap out of an airplane produces fleeting exhilaration and only for self. But a leap of faith produces a deep abiding joy, eternal fruit and rewards, and glory for God. There is no comparison. My friend, what leap of faith is God asking you to take? Perhaps your faith jump will save souls, save marriages, or save the life of a despairing person. There is too much at stake not to go forward. If and when fear threatens to immobilize you, ask God for the courage to step out of that plane. He will give it to you. Relax and enjoy the free fall. Hold His hand and those of other believers around you. You will not crash. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Psalm 36:5.